WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints.
I am Phil Nee with a look at sports today. First of all, some high school events going on this weekend. Today in high school soccer, Mount Horeb was a winner over Platteville Lancaster 2-0. And in high school baseball, Somerset was a winner in a doubleheader over Platteville 3-1 and 11-5. Last night, a walk-off win for the Richland Center Hornet baseball team 3-2 over Lancaster. Sauk Prairie got the win against River Valley 14-6. Seneca 5-4 over Westby as well. Well, girls soccer, it was the Hornet girls defeating Mauston by a score of 2-1. It was a big night for the Hornets on their final regular season home match. In other action from the area coming up this weekend, home talent baseball on Sunday. In the northern section, Black Earth plays at Middleton, Cross Plains at Reedsburg, and Ashton at Lodi. Mesa Mania at Sauk Prairie, and Cazenovia travels to Wisconsin Dells. Tomorrow in the western section, Hollandale will be at Arena, Argyle at Dodgeville, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Ridgeway, Blanchardville at Wyota, Verona at Scholesburg-Benton, and Belleville at Muscadet. I asked Muscadet manager Terry Zebarth this week about the strongest teams in the western section.
Well, Verona's probably always tough, but Dodgeville, I think, is probably looking pretty good. And Arena, of course. Arena's going to be very strong. They've got a good core that's stayed with them year after year, and that's probably, at Blanchardville, I guess, is undefeated. So there's a lot of good teams out there.
The Mudcats host Belleville tomorrow.
Don't know a lot about them. I don't know how much they've played. We haven't really checked in any of that and who they got. But we got our lineup ready to go, and we're looking for a good game.
Hear the contest tomorrow on WRCO, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with our pregame time around 12:45. William Contreras hit a three-run home run, and Logan Henderson combined with three relievers on a three-hitter as the Brewers defeated the Dodgers 5-1 last night. This marked the first time these two teams had faced each other since the Dodgers swept the Brewers in last year's National League Championship Series. The Brewers have won their last nine regular season matchups with the Dodgers. The Dodgers' last regular season win over the Brewers was a 7-2 decision on August 13th of 2024. The two teams play again tonight. You can hear the action on local news and timeless hits, WRCE, FM 107.7, AM 1450, pregame time 5:40, first pitch time 6:15. Former Wisconsin guard John Blackwell is withdrawing from the NBA draft and will play at Duke next season. Blackwell announced his decision on Instagram. Blackwell averaged 19.1 points, 5.1 rebounds, and 2.3 assists per game last season, teaming with Nick Boyd to give Wisconsin one of the nation's top backcourt tandems. The 6'4" guard shot 39% from three-point range, helping the Badgers go 24-11 and reach the NCAA tournament. The Big Ten is pushing to expand the college football playoff to 24 teams, but the question is who will televise it. Fox supports the idea, but concerns remain about how much networks will pay for games involving the less popular teams. The current ESPN deal is worth $7.8 billion over six seasons. Aaron Rodgers teams up now with Mike McCarthy once again in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform. Rodgers was asked this week about how McCarthy's offense has changed since they were last together.
I think from a real fundamental level, it's all about the quarterback's timing. So there's been good detail on, all the route concepts of when you need to be open and how important the depth is. And because as a quarterback, Bill Walsh used to say, you should be able to throw balls blind, knowing guys going to be in certain spots. So can we get those guys on the same page and knowing the timing and the spacing in the passing game?
Natasha Howard scored a total of 26 points, including 14 in the second quarter, and the Minnesota Lynx defeated the Chicago Sky 85-75 in the WNBA today. And Kyle Busch died after severe pneumonia progressed into sepsis, resulting in rapid and overwhelming complications, according to a statement released by his family. Dakota Hunter, vice president of Kyle Busch Companies, said the family received the medical evaluation today. Busch, a two-time NASCAR champion, died at 41 on Thursday, a day after passing out in a Chevrolet simulator. Sepsis is considering a life-threatening medical emergency that occurs when the body has an extreme overactive response to an infection, causing the immune system to damage its own tissues and organs, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. NASCAR drivers are grappling with the loss of Kyle Busch. The mood is somber, with tributes to Busch everywhere, including a black number 8 decal on every car at Concord this weekend. That is an update on sports. I am Phil Nee.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.